Samuel started the prayer for the adult studies, and we'll continue until we'll close out at the end of what I do after testimony. And then, of course, Brother Sean, whoever's doing 4 o'clock, pick it up from there. And so it is Testimony Sabbath. I hope I'm not on the mic too much, because the enemy of souls is trying to stop me from sharing what I want to share after testimony. And so thank you for keeping me in your prayers there. I got a little bit of a bug going on here. It's a sore throat thing. And he's just doing everything he can to stop, you know, like, you know, yesterday with the storm, we didn't have any Friday night, and what the Lord gave me last couple, 3 days, you know, 3 days in a row, is for those that are going to be serious, who want to be part of that number, the 144,000, and so I'm going to be sharing that later, but for now, this is testimony service. And so, let me get some of the testimonies I just got in email. Well, first I'm going to share a couple of my own here until somebody throws up a hand and they're going to share. But first of all, I wanted to praise the Lord that our internet was restored so quickly. It was a couple, 3 hours after we lost it. Usually with an ice storm, we're out for a day or two. Yeah, that's the average out here because we're the last to get fixed on anything. You know, we're out in the boonies, in the boondocks, in the country, rural. I can't stand that word, rural. It just doesn't seem to roll well off a tongue. And I remember when we first moved in here 17 years ago, I just looked it up, and they had a nice storm, but they were out of no power for 2 weeks, 14 days. And so, praise the Lord that we're actually having church today. Because not only was it a nice storm, it snowed sideways for I don't know how many hours. It was like that windstorm we had a couple weeks ago where the tornado passed us by, and I want to praise the Lord for that too. Another tornado, like we've been praying all the time. We lost count at 54, so I don't keep track anymore. But we were also praying for the brethren in Oklahoma, and the they were blessed with the tornadoes avoiding their area where our brothers and sisters are at for direct hits. That is, I seen some video. Yesterday, I think, or something, maybe the day before. And the some of those houses were tore up pretty bad. They got tarps on them. At least they kept their roofs for the most part, but a lot of them lost a lot of shingles, some of the wood, so you saw some people putting up tarps. But for the most part, I mean, a lot of trees were down, cars were smashed and stuff like that by trees. But, yeah, praise the Lord, they made it. Made it through. And our brothers and sisters, I don't know if they had any damage at all. If they did, they would have let us know. And but the tornado that missed us, I think it was like a week or two ago. We had a really crazy windy storm. And so Fran and I lifted a prayer for us and everybody in the area here, like Alvin and the family too, and because they're real close by. And the thing is, and we've had many storms like that over the years. Lately, it hasn't been so bad. For some reason, we do get thunderstorms, and it's like an Oregon storm, where you hear the thunder, you hear the rain, but you ain't got no wind. But every now and then, we'll get a bad one. It used to be it was every time we had a bad one, because we're out in the middle of nowhere, and so that those twisters are always inside of it. There's a tornado in every thunderstorm. It's usually horizontal. That's what keeps the hail up there. So when you see the hail coming down, the tornado, the column of wind that spins that keeps the hail up there is dipping. It's getting ready to come out as a funnel. And when it does that, all the hail just falls out. And that's where people get that. And so we were praying and we were watching the radar. And sure enough, it was just on the other side of the state line. It just passed us. And it was coming up from well, I guess it originated in Oklahoma area, and then it came up to Champaign, Illinois. And I used to live when we lived in Illinois. It would go from Champaign right up to us because we were about 15 miles from the Indiana border, and now we're 15 miles from the Illinois border, around there, 15, 20 miles, something like that. And so it passed us by, and more or less saw it because you could see the, you know, when you're watching the radar, tornado warnings and everything, you know. We have one of those weather machines or whatever you call them with the antenna on them, the analog. Because when you have a lot of power go out, you don't want to have digital. You got to stay with analog for those kind of warnings. So I wanted to praise the Lord that he kept us safe and everybody out here is safe in regards to all that. Because that wind, I mean, it was in the rain. I mean, we've seen it before, and so we knew what it was. At first, I thought it was a rain-wrapped twister because it was so violent, and the wind was so, I mean, the rain was just horizontal. It was not coming down on any kind of an angle at all, like the snow yesterday. And it's kind of neat looking. You go outside, and you see the side of the garage, because the one side of the garage is facing north. It's like somebody painted it with really thick white paint. I mean, it's just covered. The windows, all of it, you can't see anything in there. And our windows were like that, too. My office space was that way, too. And so everything was just covered. And now, every now and then, I hear the stuff sliding off the house and landing on the second roof, and then it comes down and lands on the ground next to me. So, praise God. But I also wanted to praise the Lord that I went out for a midday prayer a couple, 3 days ago. It was kind of nice outside. It was like 50-something. And I went down by the creek. Because the rain's been nuts here for the last few days, so I've been checking out the creeks to see if they're going to start to crest, because we have one pretty close to us. But we're on a hill, so it's going to have to crest for months before we'll get wet. Because it's a tiny creek, it's not like it's a big creek as creeks go by, but it's not a river. I went out there, and as I pray, I talk out loud, and I guess I spooked some animal. And I saw him scurry into the twigs and stuff and the dead grass that grows on the edge of the creek. And then I saw him run out and run into a hole, and it was a mink. You know, we have minks out here. We have weasels. But this was a mink. It was the same exact color as a mink coat, you know, the dark brown. I never realized how puffy their little tails were. They're so cute. And I kept talking and praising God and stuff like that in my regular prayer. And he came out to see, because he could hear me, and stuck his little head out the hole, looking at me, looked down the creek, looked at me, looked down. I mean, just like he wasn't the least bit fearful. I guess they're like skunks, because I walked more or less along with a skunk when I was one day doing a prayer on the edge of the creek. I was walking along one edge, and he was down in the creek area, the ravine area, like if you want to call it that. He saw me, lifted his tail, and says, "Yeah, dude, fine." I don't know why they'd lift their tail if they're facing you. That doesn't make sense, because you want to be behind it. And yeah, we just walked along for a while because he didn't come running up. They're very docile, you know, just like minks. And so I figured, okay, I'm going to feed a mink, you know, because I fed the muskrats. They like apples and stuff and celery and carrots. And I looked up what a mink eats, and I thought, oh, boy, he needs a leaf. He eats all my ground squirrels. He eats my regular tree squirrels, my bunnies, and my birds. You know, because that's what I feed all around on my land. We got all sorts of little critters. I don't know if he eats a possum because a mink has a mouth, well, the same kind of teeth as a cat. But they look like a ferret. If anybody knows what a ferret looks like, you can get ferrets at pet shops if you ever wanted one. They're cute, but like birds. When they go to the bathroom, it's kind of like the same refuse that comes out of them, that comes out of a bird, but it's dark brown. Or a turtle. There you go. It looks just like turtle waste. Because a turtle, when it goes to the bathroom, because I had one in a 60-gallon tank for about a year or two, and it's like pudding. It's just all over the bottom of the tank. So I had to clean that every 2 weeks. But, yeah. And so you don't want to have a – because I remember one, a friend of mine had a ferret and holding it on her chest, and she goes, "Oh, no, it was one of my coworkers, I think." And I go, "What happened?" And she lifts up the ferret, and there's all this slop all over her gut. And says, "Oh, I didn't know they go to the bathroom like that." I says, "Yep." So anyway, I also want to praise the Lord. I want to echo Sister Mary there. I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. And for healing me. I mean, this morning I was with a sore throat thing. I thought it was just like I had it a couple of weeks ago, because, you know, it's winter and it gets real dry, and I wake up and I'm kind of dry and my throat and it hurts. And I usually take a blast or two of Dr. Schultz throat spray, and, you know, it usually gets rid of it instantly, you know, within 5 minutes. And this stuff, Yeah, I've been blasting it all the time today, and it ain't. I mean, it gets rid of the main pain, but it's still there and it hurts. So, but anywho, let's see what else. I got a praise here from Brother Ted, and I noticed that Sister Mindy has her hand up. Sorry. Let me. I get my sleep either, because I got up way too early because I couldn't swallow. And I took some Dr. Schultz, and it wasn't working. I figured, I'm not going back to bed. I ain't going to get back to bed. Yeah, so anyway, I got this one here from Brother Ted. I just got it about 10, 15 minutes ago, and he says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Oh, I also want to praise the Lord, by the way, that Brother Joe's internet came back on. Even though Alex was doing it, Joe can actually, he usually does all the recordings, especially like when it comes to testimony, because you know, like with the way I have everything set up here with a mixer, you can't use the Windows generic recording software to record, because sometimes I'm on the mic and it doesn't run through. It only runs through if you're on the mic, everybody else. I forget the name of it, but anyway. But Brother Ted says, Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. We would like to thank God for a multitude of his blessings, far too many to mention, with the keeping of a brief testimony. And then he says, just recently our engineering team was working on a Tier 3 support issue that required a pool of engineers across my business sectors of our company. I was told to complete my sector's testing by close of play February 25th, which was Sabbath, and as each sector had to give answers at a brainstorming session scheduled February 27th, in order to meet the customer's deadline for a complete set of answers at the customer-facing meeting scheduled for February 28th. I told my line manager that I couldn't work on the Sabbath, but I would work all Saturday night and all of Sunday. He replied that all eyes were upon the timelines of the project, and if my work was not completed, it would be highly likely to lose my employment. Not knowing where to begin, which steps to take for testing, and with no support, as all of my colleagues were off, I started working on the project saying a little prayer. After eight, and brothers and sisters, that is so important. Yeah, I tried that too, Gilbert. Thanks. But and it does work. It does. It's better, but it's not all the way gone. But brothers and sisters, it is so important when you're having an issue or even just something that you're working on. Like every time I'm going to work on a sermon or a web page or a study, especially with my morning studies, or even if something breaks and I got to repair it, I say, Father God, give me wisdom. You know, help me to understand how to fix this, or help me to understand your word, you know, stuff like that. And so it is always so important. Like Brother Ted was just saying here, he says, after a little prayer, he says, after 18 hours of work, not only was my part completed, but I managed to map out the complete process for all departments for their work. Not only we were able to give the customer a complete set of answers, we also rectified the problem before the presentation. the way the Lord does that, amen. And he says, I'm not a brilliant person, but I am a child of God. And I know if I take care of my Lord's business, he takes care of mine. Well, that's a nice way to put it. And then he says, praise the Lord, regards, Brother Ted. And for some reason, I put it twice. Three times. Wow, four times it popped into my thing. That is the weirdest thing I ever saw happen. As if I hit the paste key four times in a row. Yeah, now what Arthur just said, yeah, now it's time to ask for a raise, brother. Yeah. Amen. And if he does that, I'm sure he'll pray before he asks. All right, let me drop the mic. Sister Mindy is got her hand up, so I'll be back in a few.
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. Is my sound okay? Hopefully I'm not too low. All right, praise the Lord. I'm coming across okay. All right, I got some praises to share. So let's get started here. I'm going to share some praises also that were posted in the chat room during the children's study. So we're going to include those as well. First one I have is from Sister Katie. She says, I want to praise the Lord for a discussion with my mother-in-law about the Bible and Sabbath. Satan tried to use this situation for bad, but the Lord used it for good. It helped put that spark back into me that I once had for his word and his love. I fell in love with him all over again. I also want to praise the Lord that he delayed Joe coming home for it to happen. If he was home, the discussion probably wouldn't have occurred. I did get upset at first because she was denying the authority of the Bible and saying God didn't write it, man did. The Holy Spirit calmed me down and gave me the words to speak, along with a few Bible verses, to tell her that God told man what to write and that it is a guide to all our issues in life. As the conversation continued, I could tell that she was starting to get fearful and worried about where she will end up after she dies and Jesus comes back. I think this is the real reason why this conversation happened. She needed comfort and reassurance. I hope that the seeds that were planted will be watered even more, and the Holy Spirit will convict her to study the Bible herself. Please pray for her salvation and that she seeks the truth. Also pray for me in my anger, and that I will completely stay calm throughout whole future conversations like this. Also, I want to praise the Lord for quick answered prayers when our electricity went out for a minute due to the ice storm we had last week. A few sisters and I were talking when this happened, and we all prayed for it to come back on, and it, in the middle of the prayer, it did, and it stayed on all night. Praise the Lord, sister. I remember that. We all prayed. There was a transformer by us that looked like it was going out with the flashes of white and green, but praise the Lord, it didn't affect us. So amazing to see his hand move quickly. Praise the Lord, sister. That is awesome. All right. And Sister Ida says, I thank God for our new birds and all of the blessings that he does for us every day. Amen. And little Sister Luna, praise the Lord for his wonderful love and everything he may be doing in Jeff's life. Praise the Lord for my Nana healing. Praise the Lord, little sister. And Brother Gilbert, I praise the Lord for his many mercies, his graces, his salvation, his love, his goodness, and too many other things. The Lord is very good. Amen, amen, and amen. And that's all in capital letters. Praise the Lord, Brother Gilbert. And Sister Fran says, praise the Lord for this wonderful, blessed Sabbath day. Praise the Lord for my salvation. Praise the Lord for our church family. I echo that, sister. Praise the Lord. And Brother Gabriel and Isaiah says, praise the Lord for all the blessings he gives us, and also for all the healing he has done, for the mercy he has shown us, and for the snow. Praise the Lord. Sister Barbara says, praise the Lord for his healing. My husband was in the hospital 8 days, but he is home healed. Glory to our marvelous Lord for his thoughts for us. Praise the Lord, sister. And Sister Mary says, praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy it brings, for healing, for strength, guidance, for the perfect peace that only he can give. Praise the Lord, sister. And then I also have a few that came in on private message. Brother Jesse says, praise the Lord for reuniting with our part of my family that I never knew existed for my whole life. And I found out that they are obedient Christians as well. Being with them for the few weeks I have known them, they have nurtured me more than my entire 23 years of living. Praise the Lord, brother. And Sister Danielle, she's going to send her testimony in praise. All right. So that's it for now. Keep them coming, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord for these awesome praises.
Amen. I just got a few more in the email. But you reminded me, Sister Mindy, when you were one of the sisters, I guess, was saying, praise the Lord for our church family or something like that. I don't know if it was a brother or sister who said it. But Fran and I were actually talking about that last night, about how we actually have a family, a church family. It's like some of us have been together for so many years, it's just like you guys are part of the family, girls too. Well, you know, when you say guys, you mean everybody. So, but man, it's just such a blessing. It's the kind of people we're going to be hanging with for eternity, you know, eternal families. So I want to praise the Lord for that too, because it's really, really nice to have, especially after you come from a large family, you've more or less been disowned because of your faith. You know, Lord, you know, we know what it says in the scripture about the, you know, enemies of your own household and stuff like that, or foes of your own household. All right, so I got a couple of praises here, a few of them. First one's from Brother Zimbe. And he says, have a blessings, blessed family. It has been a very long time since I testified on POGM. This is because I have been so busy about my father's business. I was even given a task to conduct Bible studies in a church family. The Lord has guided me to do this work, and I truly bless his holy name. I thank the Lord for the trials that have come my way to test my fidelity to God. He has kept me through them all. I also thank him for healings and providences. I am currently anemic because of the malaria I had previously, but I know that he will see me through it. Amen. Honestly, I have a lot to share, but all I can say is that his name be praised for all of you. Yeah, for all of you, beloved. I love you all, precious family, and do miss you all. Blessed be his mighty name. Amen. Amen, amen. Brother Zimbe from way on the other side of the planet. I think it's Uganda. He's right. He's from Uganda, I'm thinking, pretty sure. And keep him in your prayers, because it's not an easy place to reside at times, especially if you're a Christian. All right, this next one comes from from Brother Anthony. Anthony O, because we got a couple of Anthonys. But he says, Sabbath blessings, Pastor Nick, Sister Fran, and to all my brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. I first want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. I also want to praise the Lord for helping me and Sister Danielle to pay our rent once again, and for helping us to cover our expenses. It has been tough, but we serve a bigger God. God is bigger than our trials. Every one of these trials, whether they are monetary, health, or personal trials, they all serve to bring us to a point where we no longer become dependent upon anything other than God. So I pray that this will encourage anyone who may be facing any of the above trials. Don't give up. I also want to praise him for moving upon me to do Bible studies on my Instagram and YouTube channel. I also have been moved to do short videos with object lessons behind them. I've never been able to hear his voice as much as I have been. I've never been able to hear his voice as much as I have been, and it truly is something that I've never experienced before. I feel unworthy to be called to pick up the work, but I must remember that Jesus is the only one that can make us worthy. God bless you all, and enjoy the rest of the Sabbath, your brother in Christ, Anthony. Say amen, brother. Amen and amen. And then I got one here from Sister Hannah. And it's going to take me a minute, and she's got a long one here. She says, hi, everyone. Sabbath blessings. Praise the Lord for another beautiful day that the Lord has made. I praise the Lord for the trials, his long-suffering and mercy towards us. I praise the Lord for Jesus and his shed blood on Calvary. I also praise the Lord for all my brothers and sisters and the wonderful testimonies about our God that we will get to hear today. There is one other praise that I feel that the Lord wants me to share today. Earlier this week, I had received a call and a voicemail from a lady interested in the New Age work that I used to see clients for many years back before I became a Christian. She had mentioned that she found my name on a website and was looking for some information. I was very interested in how she found out and that I did this work and how she got my number. For if my name was still out there online, the phone number associated with it would not be the one I currently have. So I called her back, and as we got to talking, I asked how she found my information, but she couldn't quite remember and thought it was online somewhere. Praise the Lord, however, she did find out. And if the Lord didn't already open the door wide open to share about Jesus and her calling me, he also perfectly guided the conversation. For after I had told her that I hadn't done the New Age work in many years, she asked something along the lines of, why did you stop? Did people receive healing? And it was then that I got to tell her that I had come to learn that it was demonic. And in my assumption that she may want to hang up, I heard and said a few other things and mentioned the website the Lord had me make that talks more in depth about the New Age and Satan's ability to perform false healings and miracles. As I waited for her to hang up or get upset, I all of a sudden could hear trembling in her voice. I don't remember the exact words now that she had said, but either way, she was ready to hear that this work was indeed demonic. Praise God, for she was a Christian herself and had wondered if this work was bad news. Well, thanks be to God. What she recently has been going through health-wise was similar to my health years ago when I was seeking healing in the New Age before coming to know Jesus. It gave me the wonderful opportunity to not only relate to her, but then share what Jesus has since done for me and the healing that he has brought, praise his name. She even commented that you actually got better, praise God. It only once again shows why the Lord doesn't allow any true healing to ever happen through the works of Satan in the New Age, for it is only through faith in Jesus Christ that any true healing can come. Praise be to God. We talked for a while, and she was taking notes to everything the Lord had me to share. She is wanting to leave New Age methods and go to Jesus for true healing. And praise God and praise the Lord. When I was about to share the Lord's diet that brought further healing, she asked if it was a vegan diet, for that is what she is doing as well. She seemed so ready to receive the truth. She right there and then wanted to know what she could do and how she could surrender her health and life to Jesus. And what kept coming to my mind after her phone call was how she seemed to be trembling at his word and in her readiness to hear. I wondered if this was a small glimpse of what it will be like with the soon falling of the latter rain and the loud cry. Please keep her in prayer. Her name is Lori, and that Satan would not take away any of those good seeds planted. God bless you all. What an amazing God we serve. Amen, sister. Amen. So yeah, we'll definitely keep Lori in prayer. I wonder if it's the Lori that used to be our mail lady. She had some health issues and her wrists and stuff like that. She even had to have surgery, and I don't know. Haven't seen her in like a year, maybe longer. I'm making some tea for my throat here, waiting for it to steep. That's why you hear my spoon banging around here. So, we got some hands up. So let me drop the mic, and I'll go check my emails.
So I bless us again, brothers and sisters. I have a few praises to share here from things that happened in the past month. I just want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that goes with it. I want to thank him for opening up the word more to me in my own private studies and for guiding me in my studies. It's something I was praying a lot to him about. Well, on a regular basis, but particularly last month, particularly in regards to the message of justification by faith. And he has been opening that up more and more. And yes, so I praise him for that. Also, there's something that happened 2 weeks ago where it was basically an evangelism mission, if you like, there was these two individuals who recently become Christians. And I found out that, well, one of them I'd spoken to before a few times on Instagram, because they found my Instagram page and they became a Christian like just over a year ago. And then the other individual, he became a Christian a few months ago even. And so we got in contact with these two guys called Brandon and Oscar, is their names, Brandon and Oscar. And we met up with them 2 weeks ago and we had a meal together, but we were talking about the faith, basically guiding them in the truth, like, and they have lots of questions as well, so we were answering their questions, basically, yeah, showing them, making the truth more clearer to them, I guess. And the Brandon guy was actually saying how he became a Christian, that back in 2020, I had a friend who grew up as a Muslim. His name's Ryan. Please keep him in prayer. But he came to me back in 2020, and I showed him the prophecies of Antichrist and told him about, you know, the gospel message. And he became a Christian. Then Brandon was Ryan's friend, and he told him about the truth. And he put Brandon onto me, my social media. And then he found out about the truth that way. And at the same time that was going down, he said that he had a friend who had a girlfriend that was into, basically she was into witchcraft, spiritualism, and she did all this weird stuff. And one day his friend, or was it the girl, I can't remember, came to his house, and a demon manifested itself to him, to the guy, Brandon. And so he, after seeing that demon, and at the same time he was hearing the truth being preached to him, that he realized that the Bible is the truth, because he realized that, wait a second, so, because he was an atheist before, and he realized that, wait, if the devil is real, then that means Jesus is real also. And so he became a Christian, and now he told his friend Oscar about the truth, and now he's also become a Christian recently. So I praise God for that. That we were speaking to them for like 6 hours, because they don't live in London. They actually live in another part of the country. So they came from the middle part of England down south to London to come and speak to us. So I praise God for that opportunity. And yeah, please keep them in prayer, because like I said, they are new to the faith. They're babes, and hopefully they'll choose to obey the Lord. And I also want to thank God as well for helping me to overcome sin, and when I am tempted, for giving me the strength to overcome that temptation. But that's only by Him, you know. I never could have done that in and of myself, and so I thank Him for that strength. So those are the praises I wanted to share, and Sabbath blessings to everyone. May you have a blessed week in the Lord upcoming.
Praise the Lord, brother. All right, I have a few more praises to share. Brother Eli says, praise the Lord for protecting all of us from 7 tornadoes. The Lord never abandoned His people. And Mark 4:41, and they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner of man is this that even the wind and the sea obey Him? Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord for His protection. And Sister Mandy, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation, His protection, and all of His promises. I also want to thank God for these new stretches I am doing that took my low back pain away. Praise the Lord, sister. I would love to learn those stretches too. And then Brother Alex says, I had a friend who I wanted to give STC book to, but wasn't sure how to bring to him. Prayed for an opportunity, then somehow our conversation flowed to the subject. Please pray the truths contained therein blesses his family. Praise the Lord, brother. And Brother Gorin says, I praise the Lord for Protestant Bibles in my language, for my job, leadership, leaving me alone during the weekends, finally, for not being stung by a wasp, and for me not accidentally killing a bee. And praise the Lord for my neighbors, who is no longer with us, sweet cat, who seems to be becoming my new little friend. Praise the Lord also for Sister White's original writings. Yes, praise the Lord, brother. All right, keep the praises coming, and I'm going to be sharing one from Sister Denali Danny, I guess she goes by, and I'll be sharing that one next. I'm waiting for her to get that to me, so praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 I just checked my emails. I don't have any yet. But I also wanted to praise the Lord for the peace that we have in Jesus, especially in the midst of intense trials. And we as a family have gone through one pretty intensely. It's been about a year now, a little over a year. And plus we've seen, all of us have seen some of the crazy stuff that's going on in the world, and how the prophecy about men's hearts failing them for fear for those things that are coming on the earth around the world. And it's definitely happening the way we expected. And I just praise the Lord that studying his prophecies makes it that easier to deal with things when they happen. You know, and the way he vindicates us left and right when we tell somebody years ago. And that's why I also praise God for stuff like YouTube, or, you know, even when they ban me on there, I can put them somewhere else. But we got videos that are really old, talking about things that the prophecy says were going to happen that are actually happening right now. And so that vindicates us to let the people know, yeah, we really know what the Bible says because we study it. And anybody can know what the Bible says because they study it. But most people today don't want to do it. And but that, too, is a prophecy. And so, but let me check my email here once again. Hope this isn't going to be one of those quick praise testimony services. Okay, nothing yet. But let me put something in the room here. Right there. I left it in there. That thing has been on the stream server for years. Every time we had a testimony service, I would have this up in the room because we had a chat room back then that allowed you to put things inside the room and not disrupt the chat. But it says, this is from Isaiah chapter 12, verse 4. It says, and in that day shall ye say, praise the Lord, call upon his name, declare his doings among the people, make mention that his name is exalted, because he is choosing. He is right now selecting the 144,000 as we speak, because we know by just current events alone, and we know the signs of the times. We don't know the day or the hour. But when you're this close, you don't need to, you know, especially when we get into plague six, then we'll know the day and the hour. But then it doesn't matter because we're done preaching at plague one. So it's not like we're going to go out and say, hey, we know the day. We know that. No, we're not going to tell anybody. I mean, the Lord's going to tell everyone, but most of the planet's just going to hear thunder. And that is prophesied. And so eventually we will know the date, but at a time that calms our hearts because we're surrounded at Armageddon, you know, the end of plague six. Last 2 weeks. So let me just check my email once again. I don't know if did Samuel put his hand up again or did he forget to take it down? I don't know. Because there's a knockdown thing up there. But let me. All right, he put it down. All right. Because it's hard to tell. Because I know you got to remember to do that. Okay, I didn't get any yet. And I thank you for that, too, because I praise the Lord, because I want to save my voice anyway for when I share after testimony service, because I got something the Lord gave me, and I praise the Lord for it, too. As you all know, I haven't done a sermon, except for the Q&A Sabbath. I haven't done a sermon in like a year because of my health got a little strange about a year ago after an intense trial hit me. And but I praise God for that, too, because a lot of my brothers stepped up, even from other countries, like Brother Samuel today. He ain't from around this, you know, neck of the woods. I guess your first clue would have been his accent, but that's fine. It's one of those fun accents. That accent and the down south accent has got to be the best accents on the planet. But yeah, we're we're seeing his hand move left and right, and keeping us calm in these crazy times. And I praise his name for that. It's just the peace, the perfect peace of Jesus lets us know that, yeah, it's going to get more intense, but we already know. And so we'll have that peace. And that's what we got to keep praying to, you know, for our loved ones that we, you know, can't really keep talking to, because it's not only the Titus 3:10 thing. It kind of gets them to the point they don't even want to be around you. They block your phone numbers and stuff. So, yeah, that's rough. Pray that other people with the same truth are, you know, approaching them, and then pray a hedge of angels around them with seeds of truth. So somehow, some way, they get the truth. Because if you don't know in advance what's coming, when it comes, you're going to be caught off guard, and yeah, you'll be so scared you won't have any faith in Jesus to protect you, because you won't have any experience for him to protect you, and so you'll think he won't, and then you'll just cave in. Because you're afraid to go and die on the guillotine when they don't seem to realize it's going to be a lot harder to die when God kills you in the plague number 7 or any of the other plagues, because it's not going to be an easy road to hoe for that year, because the plagues fall within a year. All right, I see Sister Minnie's got her hand back up, so let me drop the mic and I'll check the emails again.
All right, I have some more praises to share. And Sister Danella says, I would like to praise the Lord for the strength to abstain from sugar and sweets for 2 weeks now. I always had a sweet tooth, so it was quite hard for me to stop eating sweets. Same here, sister. It is amazing when you can just give up the sweets, the sugar, you know, and just enjoy the sweetness from fruit. And she also says, praise the Lord, I'm back on the main chat. I accidentally deleted the chat and have been gone for the last 3 weeks, but came back when I wanted to share my testimony with Sis Mindy. It popped right back. Praise the Lord, sister. And then Sister Marie says, happy Sabbath, everyone. I give praise to the Lord for my salvation and for his love and mercies. I also want to give praise and thanks to God for giving me the words to speak when I am in conversation with others about his word. May it always be God's word and not my own. God is so good to me, and I am forever grateful and always feels his peace. Praise the Lord, sister. And then I've got a praise from Sister Danelle, and she says, all right, let's see, I got to pull that one up here. Okay. I got to scroll up here, sorry. She says, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that it brings, for caring for Brother Anthony and all of this past month, and for his spirit moving upon us to do work for him. Anthony with his Bible studies and me with sharing health nuggets, the testimony from Brother Ted reminded me of what I went through 2 weeks ago, which relates to my work and the prayer he sent to the Lord. I work remotely as a graphic designer and has been placed team lead over a project that I barely had little knowledge of since the beginning of January. With a very rushed project, the client I was working for has been very difficult. I always wanted to do my best to exemplify Christ to who I work for. However, whenever I've spoken to this client over the phone or I had meetings with, if it was work done not the way she wanted, she got very heated and her mouth was not pleasing nor professional to bear. The client is the aunt to the CEO. And have the experience in the past that working with family can get sticky. Quickly sharing what happened when I was on the phone with her last time, she had an attitude about something missing from the email. Me holding it together, I gently asked her if there was anything else that she needed. She said no. I responded with, okay, cool. And thus she hung up on me. After dealing with her tone and attitude for nearly 2 months, I immediately contacted my boss and my coworker, who was the previous leader of the project. I didn't hear from them right then and there, so while I was recording a recipe, I was praying, asking the Lord for guidance on the matter. I did not want to give up on the client nor her project altogether, but wanted to go about it to avoid being talked to the way I had. The Lord brought to my mind talking to my coworker, which I thought at first just to ask for her help with the project, but ultimately was to get direction on discussing with HR about all that's been going on. I had a meeting with HR and was open and honest about everything while being as merciful as I could toward the client since I did not want to see her project fail. HR stepped in and arranged all that needed to be made for me in a better place to still work for the client, but with a buffer between I and the client. I praise the Lord for his guidance in helping me with this situation, for he knows that this client has been causing me stress and for me to not work on my other projects. He's thoughtful and diligent and blesses those who seek to be like Jesus in every matter of our life. God bless you, family. I pray you will have a blessed and wonderful Sabbath day in Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. All right, and I have another praise from, this one is from Brother Stephen. I want to praise the Lord for all the kind benefits and knowledge he has blessed me with. I want to thank the Lord for making the false doctrine of the Trinity very clear to me, showing me many verses that expose it. I also want to praise the Lord for blessing me to be able to join together with the church on Wednesday for a nice refresher, and also blessing me with the opportunity to do so again by moving my dad's massage appointment earlier into the day. I want to thank the Lord for answering prayers and being able to talk to a brother in the faith about a natural method that can heal scarring. Praise the Lord. All right. I will drop the mic.
Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, I just checked my email. I don't have any, but I got a feeling people aren't sending them to me because I'm not feeling good. So, but that's okay. That's okay. We can, I'm sure there's plenty coming in through the chat room, if at all. So, well, let me just check it once again. Just for the sake of checking. And I got to check like 4 different emails because everybody's got different emails on me, I guess. That's my fault, though. I change them every now and then because of spam. But I do have a spam killer on my server now for a whopping $15 a month. Very annoying that you got to pay for something like that. Oh, I just got spam from classmates.com. That's pretty neat, though, when you can go back and look at your high school yearbook. I was only in my freshman year. That was it. I never made it to the other ones, especially the last one. I wasn't very scholastic, if you call it that. I mean, I didn't have bad grades or nothing like that. Well, I just didn't do certain things. And you get an F when you don't do it. Yep, still didn't get an email, so. Oh, okay. Well, then Sister Mindy has a praise, so let me drop the mic.
All right. I was going to add one more from Brother Samuel. He added in the chat room, I also praise the Lord that we will be having a camp meeting here in the UK in April. Praise the Lord, brother. That is awesome. All right, so I'm going to share my praise. First of all, I praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that comes with it. And God is so loving and so good, and I just love my church family so much. And I want to share a major praise that happened to me. This actually happened the Sunday right after our last testimony Sabbath. So I was driving home from work Sunday evening, and I just stopped at the store before I headed home, and I was on the interstate. It was dark out, and I was just getting ready to get onto the exit, and so I was still going, you know, I hadn't slowed down the car yet. I was still going pretty fast, like 70 miles an hour, and all of a sudden, my car just lost control, and I was just swerving all over on the road, and then I ended up, the car just went off the interstate. And the first thing that came into my mind, brothers and sisters, is my life is in God's hands. And if it's my time to take a nap, then it's God's will. It's His will if I'm going to live or die. And so as I was going off the interstate, everything just happened so fast. And there was a big ditch that I believe my car went over the ditch, hit the side of a steep hill. And how this happened, only God knows. But my car ended up flying up and twirling around, and I landed on the edge of the hill facing towards the interstate. I would love to have seen that in slow motion, how my car did that. But anyway, the airbags popped out, and obviously it took me a while to come to my senses. And all I could do was just praise the Lord that I was alive. And that I didn't seem to have any, you know, any scratches or bruises or anything. Nothing was wrong with me, and I just praise the Lord for that. And then I started smelling fumes in my car, and I, you know, the first thing you think is, oh my goodness, is my car going to blow up? I got to get out of the car. And so I couldn't open my side of the door. I couldn't open the driver's side of the door. It was because of the impact of the car hitting the hill, pushed in, you know, the front of the car. And so it made the door to where it went open. And so I just prayed, Lord, Lord, please help me get out of this car. And so I crawled over into the passenger's side and was able to open the door, praise the Lord, and get out and get some fresh air. But come to find out those were exhaust fumes that were coming into my car. And so I just praise the Lord that he protected me through that. And my car was totaled, but it doesn't matter, because the Lord, that showing me His protection has strengthened my faith so much. And brothers and sisters, we are, the enemy is not even only going to, you know, attack us in temptation and, you know, just, you know, attacking us in our mind and our thoughts. He's going to try to take our lives. And I believe in all my heart that the enemy tried to kill me that night. And God's angels protected me. Because when my husband came to pick me up and I was sitting in his truck, and I looked and I saw the skid marks where my car went off the interstate. Brothers and sisters, I came so close to hitting a light pole. And at the speed I was going, if I would have hit that light pole, only God knows if I would have, you know, been killed or been hurt very badly. So I believe that God guided that car to miss that light pole. And I just praise the Lord. I just praise the Lord for His protection. I just can't believe how I walked. And even the police and the fire truck that showed up, they just couldn't believe that I, you know, they thought that, you know, I would have had some injury or something. And I just praise the Lord to them. No, praise the Lord, He protected me. I don't need to go to the hospital. I'm fine. The only thing is the next day my neck was a little stiff, because I think when the airbag popped out, you know, my head went back. And then my boss was telling me that when his airbag popped out, it broke his nose. So I just praise the Lord that when the airbag popped out, I didn't get hurt from that either. And it was amazing, because the next day I was, you know, obviously my body went through some trauma with, you know, going through everything I went through with that accident. I was, you know, kind of sore all over from it. And so I called in. I was going to go to work, because I didn't have any sick time. And I happened to look on we have a work website, and it wasn't there the couple days when I checked before, but I had an 8 hours of personal time. And I praise the Lord that I was able to call in that day and use my 8 hours of personal time, so that I didn't, you know, I ended up getting paid for that day, even though I didn't go into work. And I just praise the Lord for that too. That was so awesome that I was able to stay home and kind of recoup from that accident, and my boss was very understanding, of course. You know, I told him everything that happened, and I was able to praise the Lord to him as well. That he's like, boy, you were lucky. And I said, no, it wasn't luck. It was a blessing. You know, the Lord protected me. And so I was able to share that with my boss. And I just love him so much. God is so good. And then I also want to praise the Lord. You know, I share on a social a platform called LinkedIn, and the Lord laid on my heart to share my testimony. I've got like 3,200 followers on LinkedIn, so I have quite a few followers. And so the Lord laid on my heart to share my testimony of how, and I shared this before, how when I was not walking with the Lord back in 2009, I believe, and I knew in my heart that I wasn't, you know, I wasn't right with the Lord, and the Lord woke me up one morning. The Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Get ready, Jesus is coming," and then He started me to learn Bible prophecy, because I'm like, "What do I do?" You know, I was praying to the Lord, you know, "What do you want me to do?" And He laid on my heart to really study Bible prophecy, and then that's when I came into the truth with this church and watched Pastor Nick's videos. And the thing I want to share that the Lord reminded me is I was going to put together a track at that time, and the front of my track, and this is before I came into the church, mind you, was going to have a hand with a gift in it, Presence of God's Ministry. And this was before I came into the church, mind you. And also, when the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "Get ready, Jesus is coming," Pastor Nick wrote a book, "People Get Ready." I believe that the Lord guided me to this church. And it is amazing. It is so amazing how much I love my brothers and sisters, and how much this church has helped me grow and to really, you know, come closer to the Lord and the fellowship with my brothers and sisters. And I just want to thank the Lord for that, and for an awesome pastor, church leader that we have, and for our other church brothers in Christ that come forward and share their sermons and their studies. I just, I'm so blessed by it. I know all of us are blessed by it. And I love you all, and God bless.
You're going to make me cry. Praise the Lord, sister. Amen and amen. Our God is an awesome God. And we love you too. You know, that's one of my praises too, as a matter of fact, that, well, first of all, that you're alive. I did not know you went through all that. And we pray for all of you guys daily. And some of you come up by name, and yeah, your name was coming up recently, Sister Mindy, a couple days ago, in fact. And, It reminds me. Oh, and by the way, if you ever have a situation when you can't do something, like you can't open a door, something like that, I've seen the Lord do this one time. I asked for some strength to do something. I needed this pipe, and the pipe was buried, and it was sticking out of the side of this hole, and it was a big mound of dirt on top of it. You know, farmers dig these holes, and the guy next to my land has one of these holes where he throws garbage in, and then once a year he'll burn it, you know, big stuff like couches and things. And there was some pipe in there, and I asked him, you know, I pulled on it because I needed it to insulate a pipe that I was building the greenhouse. And I wanted to get it done before the weather broke, and I saw the pipe sticking out, and I says, "Well, I really hope that pipe's about 6 foot long," but there was only like 2 feet sticking out, which meant 4 feet of it was still under ground, and it was about, I don't know, a 6 foot hill on top of it, so I couldn't budge it. And I kept yanking it, I just couldn't budge it. And so I asked the Lord, "Father God, is it okay to ask for strength like you gave Samson for a while, just for a few moments?" And it was like that thing was on a grease pole. It just popped right out. It was like, oh, praise his name. And then after that, I was a little weakling again. So So, yeah, it's they say it's adrenaline, but in that case, no, there was no emergency. You know, like, remember, we've all heard of the little old lady that her grandson was changing a tire when she was on the side of the road and the jack broke and it lands on him and she runs out and she's got arms like broom handles and she just picks the car up and drags her grandson out from adrenaline. I actually think that's the Lord doing that, you know, and the excitement of the adrenaline is how he gets her strength up or whatever. But they can call it whatever, what they will. But praise his name that you survived, sister. And it reminds me of the phone call I got from my son, Nick, years ago. And this is what ticks me off about car manufacturers. Most cars have front-wheel drive. And that is impossible to get out of a skid, you know, like on snow with front-wheel drive. There's just... unless you start yanking on the brake and drifting. But most people don't know to just grab that brake and try drifting. You know, yank the wheel around, use your tires as skis, and use the back brakes as a way to control the drift. But my son called me, and I could tell he was excited. He was trembling, and I said, what happened? He says, I wanted to thank you for teaching me how to drive like a nut on snow. Because that's what I did when the kids got old enough and we had a bunch of snow and we were already living outside the city, and we had 5 acres of grass to cut. But in winter, it was covered in snow, and I, you know, gave my boys, my oldest boys, the key. Well, all of the boys, I gave them the keys to the car, and I says, "Go out there, and I want each of you to spend at least a half an hour doing donuts and fishtails, all over the lawn. Just do it." And they got to the point where I says, "Yeah, you got to know the car. Get to the point where you know the car. You know how to do it." What was that? Somebody had their mic on or something. But yeah, he told me that he was driving down the road, just passing this one woman's house that we know. It's Brother Tim's aunt. This is in Illinois. And he says he lost control. And the car went sideways, and he was doing about 50. And he was headed right for the pylon that held up the road, you know, those concrete pylons that hold up. Well, this happened to be a railroad track, I think. Yeah, it was a railroad track. But it was a concrete pylon. He says, for a moment, he thought, I'm dead. And he thought, well, wait a second, I can get out of this. And he floored it and started yanking, messing with the steering wheel and started doing donuts and just went sideways just enough to where, like, I don't know, a foot away from the thing where his headlights were pointing towards the pylon. And so, yeah, brothers and sisters. And that car had rear wheel drive. You can do that with a rear wheel, which, like most pickup trucks have rear wheel. And I don't like that anti-skid because it's useless. You can't get out of a skid if you floor it with anti-skid on. You ain't going anywhere. It's just like the ABS systems, the automatic braking systems. Yeah, it just stops you from flooring it. Turn it off. Unless, of course, you're one that doesn't know how to drive it like that, well, then leave it on. But when you get in a crazy skid, you kind of need to play it. Anyway, I just noticed Sister Minnie has her hand up. So I'm going to drop the mic one more time and then check the email and see if we got anything else.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had one more praise I wanted to share, too. I want to praise the Lord for his healing. I was dealing with a health issue, and I took some nano silver, and I came across, and the Lord guided me to a YouTube video about the benefits of oil of oregano. I don't know if you brothers, sisters know how amazing this oil is. Pastor Nick will probably help with your sore throat. It is like the most powerful natural antibiotic you could probably take. And so I bought a bottle of it. I forgot I had it in my cupboard. And it's an oil, it's oregano essential oil, but it's the kind that you can take internally. And you want to make sure you get a really, really good, mine is actually from Greece. So you want to get it from a good source where, you know, oregano is grown. And I just put a couple drops in with like a carrying oil. I think I use flaxseed oil, and I took that. And my health issue went away right away. And then also I was getting a little tickly feeling in my throat. And whenever that starts to happen, I take the nano silver. And I also took a little bit of this oregano oil. And that just totally, it was gone. and I just want to praise the Lord for his natural remedies. But I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, to try oil of oregano if you have any health issues. It helps with any bacterial type of issues. So viruses, you know, it's not something for that. But yeah, it's very, very, very good remedy for a lot of issues. So I just want to share that with you, brothers and sisters. And also one of the brothers asked me, can you share how the Holy Spirit spoke to you? I'm very curious about this. Well, when the Holy Spirit spoke to me, it was a very clear and distinct, and I believe it was a loud voice, because let's just say it brought me to my knees. And it was something it will be something I'll never forget. I call it my wake up call from God, and it's only happened once, but it was an amazing experience that definitely woke me up. And one of the brothers shared that when he was living in sin, I was sitting in the house all alone, and a very loud voice said his name, kind of yelling. There was nobody around me, and the house was empty. This happened twice over a period of time. I didn't know it was God at the time, but now I believe he was trying to get my attention. It was a very deep male voice. Yes, that's what mine sounded like too, brother. I could definitely tell it was a male voice, and it was, let's just say it gets your attention. So I believe Pastor Nick, I think he heard it twice, and I think he'll agree that it's a very distinct, clear, I don't know, I can't tell how loud it was. It was loud enough to definitely get my attention and to know that that it was coming from the Holy Spirit. So praise the Lord. And I pray that we all experience that, because it's something, like I said, it's amazing. You'll never forget the experience. So God bless you all.
Amen. Yeah. It's two or three times that I heard it was still and small and, you know, gentle. But the first time I didn't know it was his voice. It was similar to the brother that you just said here. It was like somebody yelled my name twice. But it was yelling, but a whisper at the same time. It's just so weird. Because I was, I just started selling insurance. I was out there with my boss. He was going to show me the ropes and how to do the door-to-door thing. And we just had lunch, and we're walking down Western Avenue heading towards the parking lot where we parked. And somebody just yelled out, Nick, you know, really loud. And I looked around, and I didn't see anybody. Obviously, it was just him and I walking. And then it happened again, and I stopped. I says, did you hear that? And he goes, hear what? And not long after that, I gave my life to Christ. It was, yeah, so I do believe it's like he's trying to get our attention. So amen on that. And the dropping to your knees thing, yeah. The second time, well, actually, that was that time that it happened to me when I collapsed, I was in prayer, and I didn't really hear a voice at that time. It was just every time I asked a question, an answer popped into my mind. No voice. It just, you know, it was just there. And I was throwing questions, I mean, left and right. It was bawling my eyes out the whole 9 yards. And so, but yeah. But as for getting a tickle in your throat, boy, I wish I'd get those, and I would spray the colloidal in there right quick. But yeah, I never get a tickle. I just wake up in the morning like, whoa, man, it's like somebody took a razor blade and started scraping on the inside of my throat. Just out of the blue, you know, it just does that to me. But yeah, it's pretty distinct. It just drowns everything out. And I'm, you know, like we're in the city on Western Avenue, noise unbelievable. And I never realized how much noise there was in the city until Fran and I and the kids, we all moved away. And a buddy of mine was dying, and he lived up on 95th Street in Hickory Hills. And every time I try to call him to talk about Christ, his parents, who I believe were demon-possessed, would start an argument. And I couldn't hear anything when Rich was talking. His name was Rich. Well, we called him the Griff, because his last name was Griffin. And I said, dude, step outside, man. I can't hear a thing you're saying. And then I said, oh, man, please go back in the house, but go in a bedroom or a bathroom. Get out of your parents' noise, you know. Because when he stepped outside, it was like he stepped out into an airport and the plane was just taken off. Because all the cars, because he was like a, not even a half a block away from 95th. Busy road, all the noise, and then the planes. You can hear sirens in the distance. I said, bro, get in the house. Because I forgot about how noisy it was just to live up there. I lived up there 29 years of my life. It's just noisy. And but out here, it's nice. But now that I got tinnitus, I never hear silence anymore. But that's my own fault. I did that damage to myself. I did get a praise in the email from Brother Alejandro. Let me just check the email real quick. See if we got another one here. Oh, spam from Microsoft. Nope, I ain't getting nothing else. All right. And he says, this is from Brother Alejandro. He's in the room right now. He said, first and foremost, I would like to pray. Okay, I'm not going to say that. Well, Sister White does talk about don't give each other praise and stuff like that. But a lot of people don't know that, so it's no biggie. You know. But he says, yeah, I don't want to make this long, but I would like to keep it short, that when I was 17, I ran into this website, you know, POGM, and God revealed the truth to me in this website, and I praise him for that. But being young and the environment that I grew in caused habits in me that I stepped away from my walk with the Lord after a really bad experience that got really bitter and angry that got me really bitter and angry. And I lived for a good amount of years with anger and rage, and I drank a lot of alcohol and a lot of drug abuse to keep myself numb. But what God had started, he will finish. And I want to praise him for that. I was recently incarcerated, and I would like to praise God for all my family members and friends that interceded in my behalf so that I may have my freedom back. The case was a serious case, and they were looking at 3 years in jail. And I've never been into jail. And my father is a hardworking man, and that had always paid my way out when I would get into trouble. But for my short stay, thanks to the mercy and grace God showed me, I ran into brothers in there that talked about the good news and held Bible studies in the afternoon and held deck prayers, or whatever that is, deck prayers, like your front deck, back deck, outside, you know, deck prayers in the evening after dinner. And God really spoke through them and touched my heart. I had nights I would want to cry, and I had nights I regretted stepping away from my walk. And I see, that's how the Lord gets our attention sometimes. If we're not listening, he'll make it to where you got no choice but to listen. And so, but yeah, he says he regrets stepping away from his walk, and I just prayed and prayed and prayed that he will give me my freedom back into the world. And the prayers were answered, and I was taught how to fast as well as we also were speaking about the keeping the Sabbath holy, and everything was a flashback unto me that I had learned on this website. And I just want to praise the Lord for all that he does, you know, for us, and how he changes our lives, and many people, and everything I learned came to me in a flash. And I told the Lord, I will commit myself to you and try my hardest to stay out of trouble, God willing, and you'll let me out to have the Holy Spirit change me inside and out, to leave my old habits and to renew myself and create new Christian or Christ-like habits. I am truly amazed, and I praise God for the everlasting mercy and grace he gives us, and thank God for being God. And I would like to do a water baptism, so I'll be looking for a local church. Nope, don't do that, brother. We'll get you baptized. Because local churches, they're going to be 501c3. They're going to be all messed up. But I'll be looking for a local church that can do that, but it would like to stick to having Bible study and Sabbath sermons here in this community. Praise the Lord. Amen. You're not still in jail, right? Because it kind of sounded like you were there. But it's hard to tell. What's this I got from... Oh, okay. Thanks, Arthur. So, okay, good. He's not in, okay, he said he's not in jail anymore. So, praise the Lord. He answered his prayers, and he's out. And it amazes me, too. I want to praise the Lord for this, too. And Fran and I have noticed this since, and I just found out, because I did the math, it's not 37 years, it's 38 years since I stepped out of Catholicism this month. So, but we've seen this the last 38 years where the Lord has always sent very young people. I remember Alex when he came here was really young. Sean was really young. His parents, you know, I remember the parents' situation giving him a hard time. Before the internet, these young people had always come around. I remember one time at one of my daughter's apartments, I happened to stop by because I was the guy that did all the management of the buildings and I did the repairs and remodeling as well because I had the tools. And I used to love doing it when I was younger. And I happened to stop by and somebody asked me a question, one of the teenagers, because they knew I was a preacher. And then within 5-10 minutes, it was like, I don't know, 6 or 7 teenagers just sitting on the ground listening as I was sharing. And I've always noticed that the young people, this is why Satan's going after them. If you notice with this, he gets us, or the Asbury College, where they're getting all the young people together, and there's a reason. I mean, look at the indoctrination of the public school system and stuff like that, too. And so we need to go after the young people, too, or just go out there and do it for the Lord. But yeah, praise the Lord. So let me check my email one last time, unless Sister Mindy has something, because I see her hands up again. Whoop, let's see, what's this? Oh, that's even better. Thanks, Joe. I know that. I had a brother-in-law that lived there. It's not that far from here. Okay, good to know. Yeah. Yeah, a lot of the young, yeah, you get the truth before you get all messed up by the lies. Yeah, I think that's why the Lord sends the young people to us. And it's just like, I remember, I think the youngest one was Trono. He called himself Trono. And there was this one pastor, well, he wasn't a pastor, but he claimed to be, lied to him about me, and we lost Trono. He left the church and never did find out. Some of my kids still talked to him for years after that, and yeah, we found out that it was that one guy claiming to be a pastor that lied about something, and it caused Trono to step out. But Trono came around when he was like 13, and he was a part of the, you know, our Fire Talk days. You know, the very first time we ever had an audio chat room was Fire Talk, and that's what it was called. And he was right there. I actually gave him, you know, moderator abilities because the kid was right on. I mean, he was just right on the same page. Everything was like at that age, 13, and very and a hacker. So, you know, he was from my neck of the woods. So he was really good with computers. So. You know, kind of like Alex, you know, it just seems to go that way, eh? All right, so let me check the email one last time. And I don't know if Sister Mindy. Oh, okay, good. I just looked. Yeah, she's in that other chat room. She said it's from Sister Novi. Okay, so let me just check. Okay, this is the last time I'm checking email, so unless you have my text. I know Brother Tim usually texts me, but he got a new phone, and maybe things are messing up on his end, so I don't know. Maybe I'll share it next time, but. Let me drop the mic for Sister Mindy.
All right, brothers and sisters, I have a praise from Brother Ryan. He says, Novi and I would like to praise the Lord for protection. A couple weeks ago, the state was experiencing sustained winds of 60 miles per hour. Around 4:30 p.m., I got word in pictures that the house had sustained damage. We have a back awning that spans almost the entire back of the house. The picture was a piece of that awning in the front yard. I got another picture of the telephone pole with a main breaker and meter on it laying on the ground. The awning piece is at least 16 feet long and 5 feet wide. The wind ripped it off the house and the power line tried to keep it from going over the roof. Despite this, the force caused the pole to snap at its base and the piece still went over the roof. The kids were playing in the spot it landed about 20 seconds before. An Amazon delivery driver pulled up and my kids went into the drive to see them. Shortly after, the awning span came flying over the roof and landed in the yard. I am sure in our area we were getting 100 miles per hour gusts. There is no way 60 miles per hour would have that much force. Praise God for the safety of our children. Praise the Lord. Oh, I just praise the Lord for his mighty protection for all of us. You know he's watching over us and protecting us. Praise the Lord. And also I found out with my car, my husband, when we had it towed, that's another thing I wanted to share too, because we have a tow service with our car insurance. And we called them and asked them to, you know, if they could tow our car to our house. Well, obviously, the car's up on a hill, and there's a big ditch. And so I was just praying to the Lord, you know, that they would be able to get the car, you know, out of that situation and bring it to our house. And 2 hours later, they pulled up in our driveway with a car. So I don't know how they did it, but praise the Lord, they were able to get my car. So I praise the Lord for that. But my husband said that he believes a tie rod, because my car is older, it's a 99 Sebring, and he thinks the tie rod went out on the car, so that the wheels like went into each other, and that's why my car just went totally out of control. And also my tire had blown, so it either was that or my tire blew, and that caused me to go off the interstate. So that's probably the issue. So I just praise the Lord again for His mighty protection for all of us. And I pray, and I know you all pray every morning, I pray that the Lord will protect our church family and our loved ones. So praise the Lord. God bless.
Amen. And a blown tire will snap a tie rod if the tire rod's old. I had that happen to me when I was doing about 40 in the right front tire. So the car was kind of wobbling. I had to keep moving the steering wheel. It was dry out, so I was able to handle it till I got to a parking lot. But yeah, the car doesn't want to, you know, you can't really turn corners. Forget that. You know, have to drift with it, you know, let it go where it wants. So, all right. So can we have a song, Brother Dwayne? And then when we come back, I'm going to share something that the Lord gave me Thursday morning. And I thought it was all that it was going to be, you know. And then yesterday morning, He gave me a little more. And then this morning when I was in my studies again. And bits and pieces of the children's story and where Brother Samuel shared, everything connects. Again, how about that? It happens every week, right? And we never even consult each other, you know, and say, hey, you preach on this so that I can preach on that. No, we never do that. We let the Holy Spirit have complete control, and that's why this church, you know, gets blessed the way it does. So another excellent testimony service. You know, if you like coming here for these, we'll have another one in 30 days. It's always the first Sabbath of the month we do them. And so please, those of you on WTPR, I can see many of you are still sticking around. Please stick around. This is kind of like, if you want to be part of that number, if you want to be ready for what's coming, stick around. The Lord is more or less going to give us, from what He shared with me in His Word, and from Spirit of Prophecy, by the way, what it is, the people that He's choosing right now, the 144,000 that He's choosing right now. Yeah, there's going to be certain characteristics that we need to have. So I'll be back. And Brother Dwayne will share a song, and we'll be right back.
I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with those wonderful people. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with such wonderful people. What a sight just to see all their happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with such wonderful people. Now it can be just anywhere. Two or three are gathered there, that the Spirit of the Lord will be there too. There's no fellowship so sweet, there's no thrill that can compete. Be the thrill I feel whenever God's children meet. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with such wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with such wonderful people. What a sight just to see all the happy faces, praising God in heavenly places. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God. church gone away. And the saints from every land sing to their day. Joining loved ones round the throne, at last we all be gathered home. That will be the greatest thrill we've ever known. I love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. Love the thrill that I feel when I get together with God's wonderful people. For that I get to see all the happy faces bringing God in heavenly praises. What a thrill that I feel when I get together with God, wonderful people.